यस्मिन् विरोध गतयो हि अनिसंपतन्ति विद्यादयो विविध शक्त्य अनुपूर्वया तद्ब्रह्म विश्वभवमेकम् अनन्तम् आद्यो आनन्दमात्रमविकारम् अहम् प्रपद्ये यस्मिन् इन् हूम् विरूट गतयः आफ् अपोसिट् कैरेक्टर् हि सडन्ली अनिशम् आल्वेज् पतन्ति आर् मैनिफेस्ट् विद्यादयः knowledge and ignorance etc. vivida various shaktya energies anupurvyat continually that brahma brahman vishvabhavam the cause of material creation ekam one anantam unlimited आद्यम् ओरिजिनल् आनन्दमात्रम् सिम्प्लि ब्लिस्फुल् अविकारम् चेञ्ज्लेस् अहम् ऐ प्रपद्ये आफर् मै ओबेसेन्सेस् ट्रान्स्लेशन् बै शीलप्रोपादिकी जय मै डियर् लार्ड् इन् युवर् इम्पर्सनल् मेनिफेस्टेशन् आफ् ब्रह्मान् देर् आर् आल्वेस् टु अपोसिङ्ग् एलिमेण्ट्स् नालेज् अण्ड् इग्नोरेन्स् Your multi-energies are continually manifest, but the impersonal Brahman, which is undivided, original, changeless, unlimited and blissful, is the cause of the material manifestation. Because you are the same impersonal Brahman, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation responsibly, please. My dear Lord, in your impersonal manifestation of Brahman, there are always two opposing elements, knowledge and ignorance. Your multi energies are continually manifest, but the impersonal Brahman, which is undivided, original, changeless, unlimited and blissful, is the cause of the material manifestation. Because you are the same impersonal Brahman, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that unlimited impersonal Brahman is the effulgence of the transcendental body of Govinda. In that unlimited effulgent aura of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are innumerable universes with innumerable planets of different categories. Although the Supreme Person is the original cause of all causes, His impersonal effulgence known as Brahman is the immediate cause of the material manifestation. Dhruva Maharaj therefore offered his respectful obeisances unto the impersonal feature of the Lord. One who realizes this impersonal feature can enjoy the unchangeable Brahmananda described here as spiritual bliss. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that this impersonal feature of Brahman manifestation of the Supreme Lord is meant for persons who are essentially very advanced but still not able to understand the personal features or variegatedness of the spiritual world. Such devotees are known as Jnana Mishra Bhaktas, or devotees whose devotional service is mixed with empiric knowledge. Because the impersonal Brahman realization is a partial understanding of the absolute truth, Dhruva Maharaj offers his respectful obeisances. It is said that this impersonal Brahman is the distant realization of the absolute truth. Although apparently Brahman seems to be devoid of energy, factually, it has different energies working under the headings of knowledge and ignorance. On account of these different energies, there is continually a manifestation of vidya and avidya. Vidya and avidya are very nicely described in Isha Upanishad. It is said here, there, that sometimes due to avidya or a poor fund of knowledge, one accepts the absolute truth as ultimately impersonal. But in fact, the impersonal and personal realizations develop in proportion to the development of devotional service. The more we develop our devotional service, the more closely we approach the absolute truth, which in the beginning, when we realize the absolute truth from a distant place, is manifest as impersonal. People in general who are under the influence of avidya shakti or maya have neither knowledge nor devotion. But when a person who is little advanced and is therefore called a jnani advances even more, he is in the category of a jnana mishra bhakta or a devotee whose love is mixed with empiric knowledge. When he is still further advanced, he can realize that the absolute truth is a person with multi energies. An advanced devotee can understand the Lord and his creative energy. As soon as one accepts the creative energy of the absolute truth, the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are also understood. Devotees who are still further advanced in full knowledge can understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Only on the platform can one fully enjoy transcendental bliss. An example is given in this connection by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur of a person proceeding towards a destination. As he approaches, he sees the destination from a distant place, just as we see a city from a distance. At that time, he simply understands that the city is situated at a distance. When, however, he comes still nearer, he sees the domes and flags. But as soon as he enters the city, he sees various paths, gardens, lakes and marketplaces with shops and persons buying. He sees varieties of cinema houses and he sees dancing and jubilation. When a person actually enters the city and personally sees the activities of the city, he becomes satisfied. My dear Lord, in your impersonal manifestation of Brahman, there are always two opposing elements, knowledge and ignorance. Your multi-energies are continually manifest, but the impersonal Brahman, which is undivided, original, changeless, unlimited and blissful, is the cause of material manifestation. Because you are the same impersonal Brahman, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Hare Krishna. So, Dhruva Maharaj in this section is offering his prayers to the Supreme Lord. You may be wondering why Dhruva Maharaj is offering all these prayers, the impersonal Brahman. Because it's like ultimately you are supposed to. But again, the impersonal Brahman is also one of the features of the Supreme Lord. We have to understand that. It is not that, yes, impersonal Brahman is not a fullest understanding. It's not a full understanding, but it is also an understanding. We have to appreciate that also. Not that, okay, only if you understand Bhagavan. Yeah, Bhagavan understanding is very highly advanced understanding. But if somebody understands impersonal, but that is good. The person at least understood, I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am Brahmasmi. So he is understanding. So that itself we have to give some credit. Not that immediately just, okay, this is all like a... But if you don't give credit like that, then what happens, like where this all the Kumaras come from? If you somebody just knocked off Kumaras, you are useless. No? If they done like that, then they are like now pure devotees. So because everybody has a potential to become pure devotee of the Lord. It is not that, okay, if maybe they may be starting with some impersonal understanding, that's all right. They can start with that and then slowly and steadily they can come to the next understanding, next level, next level, next level. They can go. So, here in this sloka, it is mentioned, this impersonal understanding, it's an impersonal manifestation, and Dhruva Maharaj is offering his obeisances to this impersonal Brahman. And we will find in the next few slokas, and he understands, and he is offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord as a Bhagavan. Also he is offering, not that he is stopping only at the impersonal understanding. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj is very, very ashamed actually, one sense. Because he wanted to have a kingdom bigger than his great-grandfather's kingdom. He started devotional service with that aspiration. Actually, we know devotional service, pure devotional service is anyabhilashita sunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, anukulena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. But still, Dhruva Maharaj, even though he started like that, but in the contact of the Supreme Lord, he came to this understanding, I was looking for broken pieces of glass. Now I got the jewel of your association, I do not want anything. This is the conclusion Dhruva Maharaj came to. Dhruva Maharaj came to Swamin Kritarthosmi Varamna Yache. I do not want anything. But the Supreme Lord, be very, very merciful, he is saying that even though Dhruva, you didn't want anything, still I am going to give you. This is the beauty. It's like a Supreme Lord is so merciful. Even though you started with something and you have some aspiration, and then Lord fulfills the desires also. And there is a very important way of Lord fulfilling the desire. He fulfills the desire in such a way that your material desires also vanquished. This is the difference between approaching the Supreme Lord and approaching the Devatas for material desires. Even somebody has a material desire, no problem. Doesn't matter. Even actually better not have material desire and approach the Lord. That is the ideal situation. If we are not in the ideal situation, then at least we should approach the Supreme Lord even if we have a material desire. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Akama, Sarvakama, Vamokshakama, Udharati, Thivrena Bhakti Yogena, Yajete Pura. And in the end you will not, I don't want anything. Swamin Kritarthosmi Varamna Yache. So that is the beauty. So in all circumstances, worshipping the Supreme Lord is the perfect situation. So here, the Supreme Lord is a Prabhupada says here, in Brahma Samhita, it is said that unlimited impersonal Brahman is the effulgence of the transcendence body of Govinda. So where does it Brahma Samhita says? Any Brahma Samhita pandits here? Where in Brahma Samhita it said? Sorry? Brahma Samhita chapter 5, that is very good actually. But I am asking about where Prabhupada says, where, because Prabhupada always quotes, it's not like Govinda. Anybody? I am just thinking, maybe the other pandits will correct me. I was thinking, Advaita Machyuta Manadi Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavvanam Sya Vedeshu Durlava Madurlava Matma Bhakto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. May not be, is it correct or something else is there? Maybe see this we have to study like this actually. Not just like, oh, Brahma Samhita, Prabhupada quoted something, what is our problem? So not like that, because our problem is this only. We have to read, when Prabhupada quotes something, if you possible, you go and get the reference. Get that where Prabhupada says that and read little bit on that. See, that way we have to spend time. It's like this is for our intellectual, endeavor. We study scrutinizingly. This is what scrutinizingly study means. You see this, okay, then go and refer and then get back and then come back. Like this we study. Then this sastra study will be very interesting actually. Otherwise, like, oh, yeah, finish, purport finish, sloga finish, that's it, finish. That is also study. But that study, yes, good. But at least we are touching Bhagavatam. But the best thing is, read a little bit more carefully. So, Prabhupada says here in the Brahma Samhita, it is said that unlimited impersonal Brahman is the effulgence of the transcendental body of Govinda. In that unlimited effulgent aura of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are innumerable universes with innumerable planets of different categories. Although the Supreme is the original cause of causes, his impersonal effulgence known as Brahman is the immediate cause of the material manifestation. So, in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. In 14th chapter, the last sloka, he says, Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Krishna says, in that, I'll just read the translation, just the translation of that. 14th chapter, last sloka. You remember anyone? 14th chapter, last sloka. So here, yeah. Brahmanohi pratishtaham amritasya vyayasya cha saswatasya cha dharmasya sukasya aikantikasya cha. And I am the basis of the impersonal Brahman, which is immortal, imperishable and eternal, and is constitutional position of ultimate happiness. So that is Krishna is saying. Lord Krishna is saying, I am the source of Brahman. If Krishna says, I am the source of Brahman, what is our argument actually? What do we want? Already Krishna has clarified everything. In the 12th chapter, what happens in 12th chapter? our pandits. 12th chapter, what Krishna says? Krishna, you know that? Avyakta chakta chetasam. Dehavadbir avapyate. Yetu sarvani karmani. Mayi sanyasya matpara. Ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasase. Teshamaham samuddharta mrutya samsara sagarat. Bhavamina chiratparta maya veshita. Mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya. Niveshasyasi mayeva ata urdvam nasamshaya. You can keep on going. Yes, correct. Yeah. You can't stop it. This is the thing. Krishna already clarified everything. What is this discussion? Krishna says, Klesho adhigatarastesham avyakta chakta chetasam. This adhigatar, you already trouble, you are asking for more trouble. Why you want more trouble? Do anybody wants more trouble? Other than Kunti Devi? Kunti Devi wanted more trouble actually. When Krishna wanted to go back to Dwaraka, he says, let all the calamities come again. Here we don't ask that, nobody asks, no one has the guts to pray that Krishna give me all the difficulties. Well, no. No, everybody wants to get out of these difficulties. Nobody wants difficulty. But only Kunti Devi prayed like that. But Krishna says very clearly, Klesho adhigataraastesham avyakta chakta chetasam. This is extra endeavor. Why you want to put so much endeavor, which is a very difficult thing? Avyakta chakta chetasa. Avyakta, worshipping the impersonal feature is very, very difficult. Why? Dehavabdir avabdyate. We have this embody, we have body. For us it is very, very easy to relate with personal feature. Like for example, if you are asking Mataji, now you make a garland for impersonal Brahman. You don't know how big the garland is going to be. How can you make the garland for impersonal Brahman? No, you can't do anything actually. At least now personal. Krishna, Supreme Lord, Gornithai, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra Devi, Shishi Radha Vallabha. Yeah, you know, yes, you can see them and you can measure them and worship them. Like, this is Krishna's ultimate mercy. He is such a vigraha, he has appeared so that he can accept our seva. Otherwise, we can't, it's very difficult. Even Arjuna, after seeing the universe, he was completely devastated. No. This is like Krishna, this is this form. No, I don't want to see. This is like a manusham roop. Then again Krishna came back to the 400 form, 200 form. Then only he was composed and peaceful. So we have to understand. So this is impersonal understanding is very, very difficult. Krishna already testified that. No, we don't want to waste time in that. But still, we have to know what is the impersonal understanding. So that is why it is mentioned that three faces of God realization. Bhagavatam says there are three faces of God realization. Vadanti tat tatva vidat tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdyate. So the three faces are there. Brahman understanding, paramatma understanding and bhagavan understanding. So what is Brahman understanding? Hare Krishna. This is first Brahman, then later. First we are doing Brahman understanding and then our all other understanding will do later. What is Brahman understanding? What is there in Brahman understanding? Anybody has a clue? What is Brahman understanding? Krishna has a three featured. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. We heard this term. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means what? Eternal. Chit means knowledge. Ananda means bliss. Very good. Sat Chit Ananda. Out of the Sat Chit Ananda, what do we get in Brahman feature? Sat. Huh? Is sufficient? Sat. Only Sat. Eternal feature only. That is what only he understands in Brahman. The Brahman feature takes you to the level you understand Sat. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. We are the same. Tattvamasi. You and me are the same. Yeah, yeah, same. We are same, but in quality. But quantity, we are not same. We should not have the illusion thinking that we are, I am tattvam asi, tattvam asi. We are both are same. We are not same in quantity. We are same in quality. So that we can understand. Aham brahmasmi, tattvam. All these things we can understand. Then the next stage is paramatma realization. Paramatma realization, at that time one increases. First is sat, next is? Chit. What is chit? Knowledge. Sat Chit. You have eternity, eternal feature, and Chit is knowledge. And even the next stage is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan realization, all the three. It is a full deal. Everything you are getting. The person, Sat, Chit, Ananda. So that is why Brahma, Lord Brahma says, Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Sachitananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva, Karana, Karanam. He is Supreme Lord, He is cause of all causes. And He is cause of Brahman also. We should understand that. Brahman is not independent of Krishna. Only the bodily effulgence of Krishna is Brahman. So this is the feature we have to understand. And now, here Srila Prabhupada continues in the purport. He is saying, his impersonal effulgence known as Brahman is the immediate cause of the material manifestation. Dromara therefore offered his respectful obeisances unto the impersonal feature of the Lord. One who realizes his impersonal feature can enjoy the unchangeable Brahmananda, described here as spiritual bliss. Brahmananda. Because normally people follow religion for four things. Does anyone know why people follow religion for four things? What are the four things? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Dharma means religious principles, correct? Artha means, what is Artha? Yeah, you have to some facility for enjoyment. Dharma, Artha, Kama, sense gratification, Moksha, and liberation. Because normally what happens is, people follow Dharma to get some Artha. Get something. And then why do you need Artha? Artha is needed for Kama, sense gratification. Naturally, after sense gratification, you will get frustrated. This is the nature of the thing. The nature of the material world is, we get frustrated. The sense gratification cannot continue eternally. Because the nature of the world is, it is to frustrate. It will frustrate. If somebody says the material world is not frustrating, that person is lying actually. The material world is meant like that. It is supposed to frustrate. Krishna created this material world in such a way, dukkhalayam asaswatam na apnuvanti mahatmanaha samsiddhir param. This is the material world is created in a way as to frustrate. Why Krishna has to create this material to frustrate? Any answer, Krishna? You are all pandits, I am asking, you are doing something else. Why Krishna has created this material world and made this such a way to frustrate you? Why Krishna has to do that? You are all effulgent as like Goswami sector. You have to give the answer. Yeah. Why Krishna has to create the material world and make it, why can't he make it simple so that we also enjoy here? Why he has to make us frustrate?
He wants us to come to him.
Yes. This is all the conclusions of the Siddhanta. Everything is here. Yes. Krishna doesn't want us to be here just suffering. Krishna created this material world so that there is be an impetus for us to go back home, back to garden. We think, we have a place here and then we think this is my permanent situation, permanent residency. We got permanent situation here and then we want to stay here very comfortably. This is our situation. But Krishna says, hey, this is not your comfortable situation. Your situation is there. Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Dham. You have to come there. What are you doing here? So he made the situation in such a way that it is frustrating. So we should be happy that it is Krishna's mercy. He made this as a frustrating situation so that we will get some impetus to get out of this place. Even this frustration, nobody wants to get out of this place. A little bit adjustment here, I will do some adjustment here, some insurance here, some there. I will keep on continue, perpetually I will continue here. But that is not possible. Asaswatam, this is a temporary place. Dukkhalayam is one thing and asaswatam is another thing. Dukkhalayam and asaswatam. And we can't. So that is why, very good answer. Krishna made this world in such a way so that we have to have the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead and enjoy with Krishna unlimited bliss, ananda. We have to get that. That is why Krishna made this arrangement. So Prabhupada says here, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes this impersonal feature Brahma or Brahman manifestation of the Supreme Lord is meant for persons who are essentially very advanced but still not able to understand the personal feature or variegatedness of the spiritual world. Yes, understanding impersonal feature also is very difficult. It's not that, okay, impersonal feature is just like that. No. Most of the people are in the karma, karmis, and then karma kanda, there's so many things the people do, activity. A person come to this understanding that, understanding the impersonal Brahman feature, that itself is a big circus. Having come there, then why you want to stop? Stop there. That is why this is like a. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, then the person is like a. It's a very, very difficult thing, and the person who gets. But he is not fortunate enough to appreciate the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord as a Bhagavan feature. Those people, they are called Jnana Mishra Bhaktas. There are Karma Mishra Bhaktas are there, there are Jnana Mishra Bhaktas are there. Because this is like a, we can't understand the Lord without the touch of bhakti. The bhakti has to be there. Without bhakti, period. You don't have to get access to the Lord. Bhakti amam abhijanati. Only with bhakti you can understand Lord. Okay. But sometimes now, like people are not ready to take pure bhakti, so then they start karma mishra bhakti. A little bit of, there is, only the bhakti is going to attract Krishna. Your knowledge, your this or that is not going to attract. But some element of bhakti has to be tinged with some bhakti. But the karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti is all not fully satisfying. Like if we have a sweet rice, I am giving you a sweet rice. Yeah, just in a way, I just put a little bit of sand also in the sweet rice. Some fine ground sand, I put in that sweet rice. How do you feel? Like you will have, and final, this when you are tasting, Hare Krishna. When you are finally tasting, that sand will come. Then spoils the whole taste. That's why, this is like that only. See, when you have karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, then you are just like having a wonderful sweet rice and little bit of sand added to that. And then finally it will have a little bit of a rough feeling. So that, because this is a problem. So we want to enjoy Krishna, engage in the service of Krishna wholeheartedly, without any motivation, without any interruption. That is why Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Atokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. Yayatma Suprasidati. The Atma will be satisfied only when Ahaituki Apratihata. Then only the Atma will be satisfied. Otherwise, there is no question of satisfaction. So that type of thing we have to engage. So Srila Prabhupada says here, this Jnana Mishra Bhakta. So then Prabhupada continues to say, because the impersonal Brahman realization is a partial understanding of the absolute truth, Guru Maharaj offers his respectful obeisances. So still, even though it is a partial understanding, still he is, Guru Maharaj is going to, this is like the prayer start like this. First impersonal Brahman, and the next few slokas he is offering the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord speaks also. So this is a, and the problem with this impersonal realization, Prabhupada quotes a sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Yene Ravindaksha Vimukta Manina Twayasta Bhava Avisuddha Buddhaya Arukya Krichena Parampadam Padanti Ata Anadhrita Yusmat Angrayaha. So what is happening is they think we have made advancement. The impersonal people, they think we have made advancement, and they think they are liberated. Vimukta Manina. They think they are. But only problem is, this is the avisuddha buddhaya. The buddhi is corrupted. This is not, intelligence is not pure. Why? Because they have not taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. Arukya krichena padam padanti ada anadhrita yusmat angrayaha. Because they have not taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, because even though they have elevated themselves to the higher platforms in impersonal Brahman, still is considered defective. They have chance of falling down. Chance of falling down. Because this is the problem. Because even though they are very advanced, and that's why Srila Prabhupada says, there's an impersonal sannyasi. Sometimes, now what happens? They have so much this thing, understanding, everything, but again they come back to this material world for performing some philanthropic work, opening the hospital, opening the educational institution. Yeah. What is the use? Already you have understood the impersonal aspect, and finally better go from the next Paramatma aspect and Bhagavan aspect. Why you want to come to this again material plane? We are not against opening the school. Open as many schools as possible. Open as many hospitals as possible. Like Bhaktivedanta hospital. Open like that. School. Yeah, open school like that. No problem. We don't have problem with that. But this type of just only looking after the body, that is not highly recommended. Yeah, look after the body and look after the soul also. That is more important. Just looking after the body is there. You can do only few much, how much you can do, look after the body. This is like one day the body will disappear. But that doesn't mean that we have to disappear now only. But the body will disappear. But you have to take care of the body, and also take, more importantly, take care of the spirit soul. That's what Krishna is saying. So this impersonal understanding is defective. They're defective in the sense, it's not, we are not appreciating the Supreme Lord and not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Then that is a defective process. So that's why we have to go further, the next level of impersonal, and at least go to the Paramatma realization and then get to Brahman realization. So Srila Prabhupada continues the purport here. It is said, this impersonal Brahman is the distant realization of the absolute truth. Although apparently Brahman seems to be devoid of energy, factually it has different energies working under the heading of knowledge and ignorance. On account of these different energies, there is continually manifestation of Vidya and Avidya. So this is like a Vidya and Avidya. These both features are there in the impersonal feature. And Prabhupada says here, it is said that sometimes due to Avidya or a poor fund of knowledge, one accepts absolute truth ultimately impersonal. But in fact, the impersonal and personal realization develop in proportion to the development of devotional service. How we advance in devotional service, accordingly your understanding varies. For example, like the Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, and also the Gopas and the Gopis, they have so much understanding, they could not think of anything else. Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sataiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. For them, everywhere they see Shama Sundar only. They don't see anything. Even the gopis, after the Rasalila, Krishna left, and then Krishna assumed the form of Narayan. When they saw Narayan, they just paid obeisance. Narayan, oh, just obeisance, and then where is Krishna? This is the beauty. Narayan is not an ugly person actually. Narayan is a very most beautiful person only, but still they are interested. If you ask the gopis, impersonal, what is impersonal Brahman? They don't even care about impersonal Brahman. They don't even care about Paramatma. Because for them, they are in the constant touch with the Lord, in their prema anjana, the eyes are anointed with the love of God, and then for them this is nothing actually. That's what Prabhupada says. If you are, as you have made advancement, all other things will become insignificant again. But again, that doesn't mean that impersonal feature, we deride the impersonal feature. Yeah, the impersonal feature also there. That is also a feature of the Supreme Lord. That is why one of the acharyas, Prabodhananda Saraswati, says, Kaivalyam Narakayate. Kaivalyam is like a hellish for a devotee, because he wants to engage in devotional service to the Lord. He does not want to merge into the effulgence of the bodily effulgence of the Lord. What is there? That whatever ananda you are going to get there, that ananda is just like a very, very insignificant ananda compared to the ananda you get in your devotional service. That ananda is Brahmananda. Brahmananda, it's not a Brahmananda Prabhu, this is Brahmananda. Brahmananda, whatever you are going to get, that is like a only small, small fraction of that when you get in pure devotional service. That is why everybody is aspire for, not this. This is not our aspiration. Our aspiration is to engage in pure devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. The more we develop our devotional service, the more closely we approach the absolute truth, which in the beginning, when we realize the absolute truth from a distance place, is manifest as impersonal. Yes, that is fact. In the starting, everything looks impersonal, yes. Then the next aspect is there. Like Srila Prabhupada many times gives an example, like a sun. The sun rays are there. So that is one understanding. If somebody understands the sun rays, yeah, he also knows something about the sun. And the next is sun surface. There is a surface, sun surface. And then third understanding is there is sun rays are there, and sun surface is there, and there is a sun planet. There is a predominating deity, Surya Narayan. So a person who understands the sun rays, he is also knowledgeable. Now, some knowledge about their sun. And there is a sun surface, he also has some knowledge. And the person has full understanding is, he knows the sun rays, he knows the sun surface, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is situated in the sun planet. So that is also there. So like this, we have to understand. Personal feature, impersonal feature, and there is a Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. These features are there. As a devotee, he knows all of them. It's not that a devotee is bereft of, oh, devotee means, oh, he knows only Bhagavan, he does not know anything else. He knows both of them. All the three of them is known to him. So people in general who are under the influence of avidya sakti or maya have neither knowledge nor devotion. But when a person who is a little advanced and is therefore called a jnani advances even more, he is in the category of jnana mishra bhakta, or a devotee whose love is mixed with empiric knowledge. When he is still further advanced, he can realize that absolute truth is a person with multi energies. Krishna is called, he's like a natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. He has so many energies and he does not have to personally do anything. He is Krishna. For us, we need so many things, so many associations, so many things we have to do, so many organizers, calculators, everything. With all these things, we fail out. Okay? We have so many things in hand and do this, that organizer, this table, that table, everything finally. Krishna doesn't have to do anything. He just by his will only everything is happening. Yeah? So that is Krishna. So, but the yogis, the beginning, you know, like the jnanis, what happens now? They just try to follow. Try to follow. That is the first feature. But Krishna says that jnanis are also good. One sense, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. You have to come to the stage. Just being a jnani is not just sufficient. Then you have to, next level of jnanis, you have to become a bhakta. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. How he prapadyate? Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabaha. That person understands Vasudeva is everything. Lord Vasudeva is everything. Then that person becomes sudurlabha. That person is durlabha. Otherwise, you know, like there are so many jnanis are there. Eh? There is so many jnanis are there, so many karmis are there. And out of them, so many that bhakta is very, very rare. Eh? Srimad Bhagavatam also says. Eh? So many people are there. Muktanam api siddhanam, Vasudeva Parayana. There are so many people are there, but Vasudeva Parayana is very, very rare. Eh? This is very sudurlabha. This is sudurlabha. So that is why pure devotional service may seem like difficult, eh? But it is durlabha also. That attracts Krishna. So that is why our aspiration should be how to engage in pure devotions. Why you want a milavat? Why you want to add this? Even little bit devotional service we do without any motivation, without any interruption. Krishna is ready to give everything. He's already given everything. What is the problem? Krishna has already given everything. Krishna is ready to give everything. Then where we should be just, why we put a block, you know, like thinking that, Krishna, I am doing this, so what are you going to do? Why? Krishna knows. He knows Krishna needs. Krishna knows what you want. What is going on in our thoughts. Krishna knows everything. We don't have to separately put a petition. Krishna, please fulfill this. Please fulfill it. Please fulfill it. As if Krishna doesn't know. You have to, oh, Krishna, sometime he may forget in his busy schedule. So we have to remind him. No, he is a Paramatma. He knows exactly what you want. And he exactly knows what we deserve also. You may desire so many things, but what you deserve also Krishna knows. So accordingly he arranges. But for Bhakta, Krishna is very, very mercifully inclined. Yeah. Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna is not called Jnana Vatsala, Karmi Vatsala, Yoga Vatsala. No. Why Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala? Because of he is specially attached to his devotee. Because this there is a constant the relationship going on between the devotee and the Supreme Lord. So that is why when Ambarisha Maharaj was offended, at that time Dhruva Samuni thought, like, now I will go to Vaikuntha, I will meet Lord. He was such a great person, he got darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu said, even I can't do anything. This chakra, this Sudarshan chakra is his weapon only. He said, I can't do anything. Oh, Brahmana, the best course of action for you is to go and fall at the feet of Ambarisha Maharaj. If Ambarisha Maharaj forgives you, then only the Sudarshan will retract. Otherwise, no, I can't help also. So Lord puts himself in a condition that he is Bhakta Vatsala. He says, my devotees are in my heart. I am in the heart of my devotee. My devotee does not know anything other than me, and I do not know anyone other than my devotee. The Lord is completely saying that, no, Durvasamuni, you may be anything, but you have offended him, you go and fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If he forgives, then only your course of action. Otherwise, nothing will happen. So this is the mood of a Lord. And here, we continue reading. As soon as one accepts the creative energy of the absolute truth, the six opulents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are also understood. Devotees who are still further advanced in full knowledge can understand transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This is the impersonal feature. You just have a Brahma Ananda. That's it. You don't have any other Hare Krishna. Your discussion, just in 15 minutes it will finish and then we'll have further discussion. Okay. So for 15 minutes you stop your discussion. If you can, otherwise, no, like we are talking something, then the concentration will go. No, please. So, see, this is a problem. I'm a Kali Yuga citizen. Like, what did I say? I forgot. What did I say? Yeah? See? This is the reason I say. No, because sometimes I'm talking, you know, like I say something, and then my memory is like already gone. Okay, anyway, Prabhupada is there to help, so don't worry. So, as soon as one accepts the creative energy of the absolute truth, the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are also to be understood. Devotees who are still further advanced in full knowledge can understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Yes, because the impersonal feature, there is no appreciation, nothing, no service, nothing. Just in the Brahman effulgence. So that is why they fall down. You ask me to keep this person in the room 24 hours locked, no activity, and he will be get bored. When will I get out of this place? Correct? 1 minute only you are not able to sit. You keep on moving here, moving there, moving here, moving there. 1 second only. But how will you be stay in impersonal Brahman? Not possible. That is why Arukya Krityena Padam Padanti Ada. That is why you fall down. Unless otherwise there is activity. Activity is there. The monkey also do a lot of activity, but there should be devotional activity. Devotional activity is there. Service to the Lord is there. Then there is no fall down. That is what the people prefer. Devotees prefer. No, I don't want. Actually, even you give all these four. Actually, they don't even want four kinds of liberation. The five kinds of liberation. So, Sayujya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sashti. All these things they don't want. Why? If there is an opportunity or there is a denial of devotional service, the devotee does not want it. Why do you want? Because there is no opportunity to service, and then you are just going to sit idle. Then it is a cause of fall down actually. So the intelligent person doesn't want that. Better let me be engaged in active devotional service. And by engaging in active devotional service, we finally go back to Krishna. Mam chayo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samadhi taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So he will reach ultimate abode, we can reach by just engaging in devotional service only. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says here, the person only on that platform can one fully enjoy transcendental bliss. An example given in this connection by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as a person proceeding towards a destination. This is a nice example. Srila Prabhupada also gives this example many times, like a person is going to the destination. Like three, four days ago, there was a message came on WhatsApp. Srila Prabhupada is giving a lecture in Tirupati. Tirupati, Srila Prabhupada gives a lecture, and then Prabhupada says, you just Tirupati from a long distance, you just see the hill, like the whole hill, you see the hill and everything you see, just that's it only. That is considered like an impersonal understanding, just a hill. But when you get bit closer, oh, you see the apartments are there, this is there, the all the arrangements, whatever they have made, that is there. And then still you go a bit further, and then you see the queue is there, where you can stand, and you can see the Supreme Lord, have the darshan, and have laddu also. So that way there is ananda there. This is what ananda means. Just you be in the impersonal Tirupati, you just stand there only, watch. Still you get benefit. Just you had a darshan of Tirupati, all the whole environment, you had a darshan. You get still benefit. No benefit. Just instead of seeing this, that buller, this mountain, that mountain, seeing that, instead go and see the Tirupati, you will get benefit. Definitely my benefit. But the best thing is, next is you go a little bit further. A little bit further, and then go, you see more activity. Thank you, bro. More activity happening. So then that is the next. This is like first is impersonal understanding, next is the Paramatma understanding, and then finally go and have a Supreme Lord's darshan and enjoy that bliss. Then that is a Bhagavan understanding. So this is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said. Reaching the destination. The destination is there, but when you see, as the, this is like from where you are seeing. Like Srila Prabhupada gives another example of a train. One village, nobody has seen the train. Nobody has seen the train forever. Maybe then first they are going to see the train. So everybody is waiting in the village. So the train comes. So the engine, a big light coming out of that engine. So some other people say, good, I have seen the train. Train is a light. Big light is there, the effulgence is there. They all went home. And then they gave their own bhashan. Like a train means light. That's it. So this is one type of understanding. And the next thing that some people, they are like, some other people, they keep on waiting. Oh, next, like a prasadam hall, or something else will come. nobody will go away. Just like initial serving. Initial serving is there. People will hang around. Where is the sweet? Where is that? Where is this? There is some, still cutting the cake. I will wait here. they are all actually, what is that? The candidates. They are the Bhagavan candidates. They are the candidates to realize Bhagavan. They don't easily give up. Just first serving. We know first serving. Many times we have seen the next serving is the next in stock, something else will come. Next, what is the next one going to come? So there's other people waited, the train came, and then they say the train is approaching, sorry, train is not came, train is approaching, they could see the bogies and all the compartments. Okay, there they say, oh yeah, train means a light and then compartments, everything there. But some people, they didn't go also, they just waited still. Then they waited and see, okay, train, light is there, they saw the light, they see the compartment, and then within the compartment people are sitting and then they are having their own discussion, whatever is happening, and then they went, okay, train means there is an engine, there is a light, there is a compartment, people can sit, then they give complete. So that is why Bhagavan understanding is like everything. Everything is there. That is why our duty is like we have to know, as a devotees, we have to know all the features. It's not that, okay, impersonal, impersonal. No, we have to know the impersonal feature, we have to know the Paramatma feature, because we will be encountering people with all these features. Correct? See, you will meet people with impersonal understanding, you will meet people with Paramatma understanding. You have to bring them to the next level. Bhagavan understanding is the ultimate understanding. You have to give them this way, you can make them understand and clarify this thing. Otherwise it is difficult. So this is here Dhruva Maharaj is offering prayers to impersonal Brahman, and then as Krishna said, he is the source of impersonal Brahman. And Krishna has clarified, as a summary, he has clarified in the 12th chapter, Arjuna clarified for our benefit. There are personal worship and impersonal worship. What is better? Now the another pandita has come. She also knows all the 12th chapter. Whole 12th chapter she knows. You, where are you looking for another pandita? So she knows also, because every time we discuss and then, so what you know that sloka? What is Klesho Adhikatarastesha? Now it is her turn. Yeah. Abhyakta hi gatir dukkam. Forgot, huh? Okay. Yeah. So, yes? Vabhyate. Deha vabhira vabhyate. Because we are embodied, for us it is easy to relate to the personal aspect. So this we have to remember. This, if you remember, somebody say, oh no, I am still interested in impersonal feature. Yes, you be interested, but ready for the fall down also. Arukya krichena param padanti ada anadruta. Because what will you do? Even here in doing some activity only, our mind goes all over the place. If you don't do anything, idle mind is devil's workshop. So it's not going to possible. And for us, we are embodied, dehavadvir avabhyate. So then engage in, and Krishna is ready to pick up us. Krishna, so much Krishna gives a guarantee. You are struggling in the material world alone. No, I will pick up. Teshamaham samudharta mrityu samsara sagara. Mrityu samsara sagar. We are just floating here. We are floating, or we are like going down only. Not floating. Floating is better. We are going down. But Krishna, he, out of his kindness, he picks up. Bhavamina chiratpartha mayavisha chetasa. He picks up from the ocean of mrityu samsara sagar. So that is Krishna's mercy. So that is why our aim should be to how to worship the Lord without any motivation, without any interruption, engage in his personal devotional service. That will be pleasing to the Atma. That will be our ultimate desire, should be how to engage ourselves in the service of the Lord. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was a great king. But still, he used everything in the service of the Lord. Savai Manak Krishna Padaravindayo Vasamsi Vaikunta Guna. Everything he completely used in the service of the Lord. That is called perfection. Then there is no chance for fall down in that situation. So, we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mahatma Prabhu. I think you asked this question 2-3 classes again. Before also I remember. Yes. Yeah, lotus feet of Krishna means, this is like a lotus feet, it's like a lotus feet of Krishna, and is following the Krishna's instructions. Because I will tell the same example what I told last class. Because one devotee said, Prabhupada, I want to be always at your lotus feet. Then Prabhupada said, it will be very costly actually. Because Prabhupada goes around the world 12 times a year. The whole thing, 12, so many times he circled the globe. Prabhupada said, it will be very costly if you are to be always in my lotus feet actually. So being in the lotus feet of the Lord or lotus feet of the Guru is following the instructions of the Supreme Lord and doing these activities as mentioned by the Acharyas. That is because basically, like when we touch the lotus feet, that means what is it like? We want to take some blessing so that we continue the mission given by Srila Prabhupada. So that is the understanding. But other than that, maybe some very High devotional level understanding of lotus feet, maybe which panditas can explain, but my understanding of lotus feet is like follow the instructions of the acharya, follow the instructions given by Krishna, then we are always at his lotus feet. So, Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Any other clarifications on the lotus feet? Because this is my only my understanding is that way only. And if there is any other understanding, I want to learn that also, please. Prabhu, any idea? Why? What lotus feet? Any other answer? Hare Krishna, Prabhuji? Any understanding? Yes, Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu.
This chapter 5, text number 40.
40. What is it, Prabhu? Ananda Chinmaya? Yasya Prabha. Yes. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Kodim Kodi Asesha Vasudhati Vibhuti Binnam Mamishkalam Anantam Asesha Rupam Govindamadi. That's it. Thank you very much. You saved the day. Because this is what we have to read, actually. We have to read like this. Because otherwise, you know, like, see, how we read this newspaper, like, oh, here, age, Hindustan Times, we just go page, letter by letter we read. As you see, Brahmasam, we read this thing as very carefully, then systematically we read. What is the use of that reading? That you see the headlines and go. But that we read very seriously. Hey, go inside, drill down, that way, go. That scrutinizing is not needed for mundane subject. That scrutinizing is needed only for the spiritual subject. Thank you very much, Prabhu. That's the correct, that is like, tat brahma nishkalam asesha rupam. That is that's what Prabhupada refers to. Yes, by all means, Prabhu.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman mentioned in the Upanishads. Being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane universe appears as an invisible, infinite, limitless truth.
Yes. Yeah, this is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaja's translation. So it's a very English also is very, you have to read many times to catch anything. Because this is very, because that's when at that time also English standards were very high actually. Like this, like Maharaj writes, you know, like Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, his English. See, actually, we have to keep a dictionary only. Brahma Samhita, when you read, like all the words, we have to have a dictionary, then only we can understand that much. Because they knew also. Not that they knew their subject also, and they have so much command over their language also. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Yeah, this is the way we are. See, now there is no shortage. Every phone, everywhere, we have a WhatsApp, this one, that one, and we have a Veda base, Gita base, so many bases are there. What is the difficulty? There is no point in the facility they have manufactured, Samsung, everybody, Apple, they have manufactured that. They didn't manufacture so that you are going to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam on that. That is the best use of the bad bargain. You got it anyway, might as well put away the base and read it. And then get best benefit out of that actually. See, there is no complaint, oh Prabhu, my book is at home, Prabhu, I can't read. No, it is here. Everything is here in that this thing. You are in the office, you can read. In the home, you can read. Everywhere you can read. On the fly, everywhere you can read. What is the problem actually? This is what we have to get the habit of reading. Not just reading, first reading and then scrutinizingly reading. That we have to do. So we'll stop here again. Thank you very much. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.